And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This is the first week of classes at UL Lafayette, and welcoming activities continue this week. Tomorrow evening, there will be a Rage and Roar pep rally and concert from 7 to 9 p.m. at Blackham Coliseum. All students are invited. And on Friday, August 29th, the blood drive continues in front of Dupre Library, and there will be a block party from 11 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. on East St. Mary Boulevard. For more information, you can go to upc.louisiana.edu for a complete listing of the week's activities. The Silverbacks Improv Theater sings The End of Summer. They have a performance tonight at 7:30 in downtown Lafayette at Theater 810 at 810 Jefferson Street. For more information or reservations, the number is 484-0172. And it happened this morning, but every last Wednesday of the month, there is a Table Française in Opelousas at the former Opelousas Tourist Information Center in Le Vieux Village. And tomorrow evening in Bro Bridge, there will be a veillé for the Amadei Ardoin Project. Daryl Bourque will be reading from his latest book called If You Abandon Me, Comment Je Vais Faire. These are poems written in the voice of Amadei Ardoin and those who knew him. Along with Daryl's poetry reading, there will be music by Megan Brown, Gina Forsyth, and Chad Huval, featuring Amadei Ardoin songs as well as Ardoin-influenced tunes by Irie Lejeune, Kenray Fontenot, Boisec Ardoin, and others. That's this Thursday in Bro Bridge from 7 to 9 p.m. It will take place at the Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Café. The Lauren Riley Elliott Company concludes their run of the play Seminar, a comedy by Teresa Rebick, this weekend at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. For information about the play, you can visit their website, which is citedesarts.org. And the play is directed by Scott Grimion. In Opelousas this weekend at the Delta Grand Theater, Shakespeare's Hamlet will be performed Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday, August 31st at 2 o'clock. For more information, you can go to their website. The production of Hamlet is the work of the Playbridge Project, which is a theater collective focused on the creation of inspiring theater works for young audiences. That's this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the Grand Theater, Delta Grand Theater in Opelousas. The Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association, in partnership with Vermilionville's Living History Museum, invite you to join their series Healing Traditions in Acadiana. The next part of the series will be this Saturday, August 30th, from 11 a.m. until 12 noon in the Performance Center. For this installment, Lanier Cordell, who is a Louisiana Master Gardener, will speak on how to use herbs for health and well-being. For more information about the series or this particular installment, you can contact Vermilionville. This Saturday, the Cajun Prairie Habitat Preservation Society will have their annual meeting and tours. They will be taking place in the prairie around Eunice. For more information, you can look up the Cajun Prairie Habitat Preservation Society online or contact Dr. Charles Allen at 328-2252. And looking ahead to next week, The Bumpy Road, A Cabaret of Pregnancy and Beyond will take place at Theater 810. It stars Allison Baron Brandon and Sarah Roy. They are the creators of this production. They will be accompanied by musician Adam Truard. We will be speaking with Sarah Roy and Adam Truard next week about The Bumpy Road, A Cabaret of Pregnancy and Beyond. Also, the Iberia Performing Arts League will open The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's the season premiere of their 2014 season. It will open at IPAL's S&E Theater on Thursday, September 4th. And at Cité des Arts next week, two original plays by Yvette Tyler on Friday, September 5th, God Bless the Truth, and on Saturday and Sunday, A Horse Named Varus. That will be at Cité des Arts. For more information, you can stop by their website. In Lake Charles at the Historic City Hall next Friday, September 5th, there will be a gallery talk and opening reception. The title of the exhibit is The Genius of Noel Rockmore, and Shirley Marvin and the founders of the project will be talking about Noel Rockmore's work. Again, that is in Lake Charles next Friday. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. There's a podcast button, and at that page, you can search for the program you're interested in, a good way to listen to a show that you missed or would just like to enjoy all over again. That's at our website, as is a really good way to support KRVS. It's very easy and secure. Just click on the button that says support this station. And we hope that you will take a moment to like our Facebook page, KRVS Public Media, or sign up for our Twitter or Instagram accounts and find out what's happening behind the scenes at KRVS and about all the various programs and producers. We hope you will join us and learn a lot. We've become quite active on those sites lately, and people are enjoying all the postings, so we appreciate that support. That's KRVS Public Media for our Facebook page and KRVS Media for Twitter and Instagram. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 until 7. And on Wednesday evenings, we have a great variety of public radio magazine-style programs, starting off at 7 with This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass, followed at 8 with the TED Radio Hour, hosted by Guy Raz. At 9, it's Radio Lab. At 10, Snap Judgment. And then at 11, Music from the Hearts of Space. And at midnight on Wednesdays, it's Beat Current. And at 1, a repeat of Freetown Radio. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.